Voice is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's March 23rd, 2007, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, we have been reporting recently about the terrible revolt by the Pentecostals in the Kingdom of God, who say you and God shouldn't be working with us, that we should have been destroyed because we are your enemies. Why are they doing this now?
Alora, I wish I could tell you. I cannot understand. I do not know why all of this is happening. These people have been loyal to me for thousands of years. They have stood by me for thousands of years. They have obeyed my decrees for thousands of years. All of a sudden, this dark power is seeping into my kingdom, and people are rising up and bringing up things that we thought were long ago settled. I have explained to people over and over again that I am not a killing Messiah, that I cannot destroy the good, even if it's other people and other ways. I cannot destroy what is good. I can only destroy what is evil. You and Demetrius are not evil. You do good. You do good for others. You serve God whenever He asks. I cannot destroy you, but because you feel that you do not need salvation, these people think you should be destroyed. I will not have it. I just won't have it. We thought this was settled. We thought people understood. We thought they were getting along with each other in the afterlife. And they understood that these things weren't real. These were false teachings. But all of a sudden, these people came back full of this hate and greed and lust to have their own way and wanting you destroyed. And it isn't going to happen, Alora. It isn't.
Thank you, Nazarene, and thank goodness.
No, Alora, thank you for being there when you were needed, despite all this hatred and bigotry by those who should be grateful for what you are doing.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I want to take this opportunity to recommend Microsoft products. All of Here's Jesus is made on Microsoft products, and all of our work is done on Microsoft products. They are very fine products, and we recommend them to everyone. They're a good company, and the quality of the material that they produce is excellent. When you need this type of thing, use Microsoft.
We're back. Nazarene, is John Lennon, who is apostle of religious assignments, having trouble replacing all the Pentecostals who revolted?
Is he ever, Alora? Not just the 37 of their leaders that will suffer the second death because they actually took part in the betrayal, but over 80 other of their leaders have simply walked out of their groups and join other groups and will have nothing to do with the Pentecostals anymore because they have betrayed me again. And so he has over 100 positions to fill and very few people to fill them with. The loss of 3,000 souls, Alora, that 3,000 souls will suffer the second death because of this foolishness hurts the kingdom of God terribly. We need to recruit more people. We need to find more people. We need to win back more people that are being lost to the sodomists. This is tragic, Alora. This is very, very tragic. Every day is a struggle. Fortunately, we are able to keep the power coming. We have a great power source that keeps energy coming to us, and we have been able to regroup and rebuild. But we cannot continually take hits like this, Alora, without the whole fabric of existence collapsing and mankind being destroyed forever. We have to find a permanent solution. We need God's earthly residence on earth in Ellsworth. We need it badly. We need it very, very badly.
I know he can do it, though, Nazarene. Do you think the demon that was Hussein had anything to do with this?
We certainly do, Alora. If they had only let Demetrius take care of him when they had the opportunity, if only they had done that.
We'll be back again. ¶¶